This is called a general hypnosis tape. Hypnosis has always been used, I think, sometimes in a very wrong way. Hypnagogic stage. Hypnosis only really means a state in which you can go into your own mind, into the lower as well as the upper areas of the mind, to relax yourself. And through this relaxation, especially in this day and age in which we're so much in chaos, I think we need it. See, meditation is a little bit lighter. Hypnosis is a little bit stronger. It's more of a direction. But remember always, whenever you're doing any kind of meditative or hypnosis tape, you are always the one that's in control. You can listen to someone, but you're in control. I hate the idea that anyone can control anyone. All I'm going to do through this tape is help you get into a state of more relaxation and bring up the higher degree of your health and sense of well-being and the loss of negativity, anxieties, whatever, even phobias. You can even release any kind of addictions when you can use it continuously. Some people have said, especially in with the hypnosis tapes or the times that I've done hypnosis, is that many times they fall asleep. Please do not be worried about that, because even in a sleep state, your subconscious never sleeps. So it's absorbing all the good, all the positivism, and all of the energy, and help even bringing up your own self-esteem. It's sort of like a, let's call it, for lack of a better word, spiritual baptism. People now, even in the medical field, are using hypnosis techniques to lower blood pressure, to help people in pain control. So even though it's an ancient art, long tried to be put down or killed, it's come to the foreground as being a very definite healing tool, especially when it's used for you, by you, with the right and proper incentive. Make yourself very comfortable, first of all, in a recliner, a couch, or a bed. I like to use a recliner or an easy chair because then I'm not so apt to drift off. Not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes you can still be very relaxed in this hypnotic stage and always aware. People think that when we go into hypnosis, that they're going to be into some kind of altered state and they will no longer be them. That's not true. There is no control factor in this. Make sure you have loose-fitting clothing on. People have asked me over the years, when is the best time to do this? Whenever you wish. I do this for myself in the evening because that's when things are quieter. But some people find it very good to do it in the morning hours. And to take maybe 20, 30 minutes out of your day to rejuvenate yourself is not much. Think of all the time we spend on trying to make ourselves look better, or even watching some dumb, stupid thing on TV. Why not use a half an hour to rejuvenate your mind, your soul, as well as your body? If we exercise our body, which we should, eat properly, as much as we can try to, then why not do something for your mind, your soul, and then, of course, it will happen to the body. I've always believed, and follow me with this, is that if the mind clears up and the intellect and emotion are cemented together, you get rid of all of the negativity in life, or you're able, let's say, to deal with it on a more spiritual, stronger warrior note, you're going to find that the physical body follows suit. In my, and I will say, vast experience, when anybody takes an emotional hit, you will see many times it appears in the physical body. If you take a physical hit, it will appear in the emotion. You will still be able to feel. What I want to do is make you sympathetic, not empathetic. The minute we become too empathetic, we start absorbing. So through this, we're going to insulate. We're going to let you be able to experience life, but not be hit by life. See, we can experience without being hurt. And there's too much hurt. And even if you have been hurt, you'll be surprised at each time that you do this, it begins to chip away at this, let's call it calcification of hurt, pain, disappointment, rejection. As you're sitting with this loose-fitting clothing on in a very comfortable chair or a couch, there should be a very, very light lift to the head. If you could make the head flat without discomfort or without a pillow under you, that's fine too. Now begin by surrounding yourself with the white light of the Holy Spirit and love, which is God, and positivism. Mentally think of yourself encased in this marvelous balloon of light. If you cannot mentally construct this image, then ask for it. A golden Christ conscious light is going to be now at the top of your head like a halo. Then a white light around that. And have these lights not only static, but feeling that they vibrate, that they're imbuing your physical self and every cell in the body with this light that can penetrate, that can search out hurt, pain, darkness. And as you're very quiet and feeling this light, this powerful light, I want you to pick a place, the ceiling, so that your eyes at least are elevated. And I want you to stare at this point on the ceiling. You don't have to stare at it without blinking. Just get your eyes in an elevated position so that you're somewhat looking up. Not to way up to where you have to lift your eyebrows, but just at a point directly above you. Now, begin to start with the toes of both feet. Let's be very specific now so that we catch every single cell of the body. Relaxing very gently, even to the instep of both feet. Saying to yourself all the stress and the anxiety that I've ever had or ever will have be absorbed in this white light around me. I want it to be kept around me for always as a protective covering. It's just now that we're in this very hypnotic state, we're going to feel it and sense it even more. Moving up now the ankles, relaxing both ankles. And as we go, it is perfectly, let's say, wondrous to ask for God to heal as we go. Notice now your breathing. Command yourself, not me, but remember I said you're in control. Command yourself to begin to breathe in and out very gently, relaxing and releasing all tension. I want you to practice this for me, because breathing exercises also brings oxygen to the brain. I want you to breathe in on the count of eight. Let me do it with you a few times. Begin to breathe in on the count of eight. Start breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now hold on the count of eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now exhale on the count of eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do this about 3 or 4 times. What you're doing, not only spiritually, but physiologically, is you're giving yourself an oxygen energy boost. Most of us really don't know how to breathe. We're very shallow breathers. So you're breathing in very deeply on the count of eight, holding on the count of eight, and exhaling. Now, you don't have to go through the whole procedure, but sometimes it's very important when you get in a very anxious situation. You know how people say, breathe, but to hold. This is as old as the actual tantric yoga is, the breathing exercises. And it's very simple to learn. But for now, begin to breathe in and out deeply but very gently, almost as if you're assimilating sleep. Be very consciously aware of your body, more than you usually are. Now move into the calf area, the calf of both legs, and relax them right now. All tension is being absorbed by this white light that surrounds you. Both of your knees are relaxed. Even feel the relaxation moving up into the thighs. Feel the thighs where they rest against the chair, the couch, the bed. Feel where they're resting. Your breathing is now deeper and more even. Feel your body untense, unstress, and demand that it becomes a whole unit that's releasing stress. Moving into the pelvic girdle, even into the groin area, relaxing the whole buttocks area. Healing and relaxation is now moving up through the whole body. Feel the back, the lower tailbone pressed against the chair, the couch, the bed, wherever you are. And feel this relaxing, healing energy moving up the whole body. Keep your eyes fixed on the point that you've been staring at the ceiling, and keep moving this relaxation now up through the whole trunk of the body. Total and complete relaxation, even up the lower abdomen and chest area, the whole trunk of the body. Concentrate now on the shoulders, even the neck area where we all carry so much stress. Say to yourself, I am relaxing now, as I will say to myself, I am relaxing now. Begin to move this relaxation down the neck, down the shoulders, upper arms, lower arms, the hands, the fingertips. Nothing disturbs you. Your breathing is very regular. With each exhalation, feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Because the more you begin to breathe regularly, the mind, the body starts assimilating right, the state, let's say, right before sleep. If there is any sound you hear, go with it and use it as a relaxation, rather than trying to keep yourself in a totally quiet cocoon. Everyday noises can actually be used or facilitated to help a deeper induction. People say, oh, I can't relax because the clock is ticking, or I heard a bird call. No, use that to help yourself go deeper. Moving up the neck area, around the face, the mouth, the nose, the eyes. Now, close your eyes, and with your eyelids shut, keep your eyes for a few moments focused on the bridge of your nose with your eyelids shut. This is nothing more than your mind, or let's say your physiological being, realizing that you're relaxing more. You're going into a deeper relaxation. And then relax your eyes. So with a combination of the fact that you were staring at a point, you closed your eyes, your breathing is regular, you're looking up at the bridge of your nose for a few minutes, and then relax. Listen to the quiet breathing of your own breath coming in and out. Feel yourself now slipping right now into a very quiet, relaxed, velvet, peaceful, protective place. This peace, where you can and will subconsciously release all habits you do not want, all pain you do not want, all stress and grief that you do not want, and even what you don't even know that you have, that you carry with you, can be released, making you in to the type of person that you wish to be. Reach down deep into the God center and let all the lamentations and overcoats of behavior that you've always had to keep on, to wear, let them drop away. This dropping away will not leave you exposed. In fact, it leaves you in tremendous control of yourself. Now, let's move into the whole, let's say, more specific physical aspect of you. Let's go through every one of your physical systems, making sure that you are in control. This also brings up to you your own optimum control so that you can release chronic pain. This is, and I repeat, by no means to get rid of any valid pain that should be seen by a physician or medical attention. This could be a warning signal to the body. But any other chronic pain that we all suffer from, as so many times stress causes, tiredness, headaches, neck ache, back aches, just from stressful living, even from being bombarded from negativity that seems to be around us, you can release all that right now. Let's start now by moving through the whole neurological system, from the very top of the head to the tip of the toes, quieting down all the frayed nerve endings in all parts of the body. You can calm your nerve endings and still let go of stress. Again, even stress that you are not even consciously aware of. Relaxing deeper now. 3, 2, 1, 0, let go. Let yourself go deeper. Moving through the whole endocrine gland system. This is really down the meridian of the body, balancing the pituitary, the pineal, the thyroid, the pancreas, the reproductive. You can bring yourself up to your own optimum balance metabolically. You yourself are the controller, the healer, the Christ consciousness, and the God center. Now, moving through the whole muscular system, demand that your muscles relax now. Your tendons, the cartilage. 3, 2, 1, 0, let go. You'll begin to feel yourself unknot, unstress, release, let go and relax. Moving now through the whole skeletal structure, relaxing even deeper, every bone and every fiber in the body, especially the spinal cord, is relaxing, healing, going deeper. Nothing disturbs you, nothing bothers you. Moving through the whole vascular system, heartbeat regular, blood pressure normal, even being able to reduce your own blood pressure through your own hypnotic meditative ability, controlling and taking control continuously of your life, your body, your mind, your soul. Moving now through the whole circulatory system, bringing fresh blood supply to all parts of the body, even the parts you feel are infected or affected, moving through every single solitary cell of the body to rejuvenate it. Moving through the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is a system that fights illness. It's the army of the body. Bring it up to optimum so that it can fight any illness. The respiratory system, the whole breathing apparatus of the body. Cleansing, healing from the sinus to the upper bronchial, upper and lower lung area. Create healing even through the digestive system, upper and lower, upper stomach, lower intestinal tract. Because we are all different, this is a point of time which I always tell people, because of our different chemistry. Say to yourself now, I will only take into my body what is nutritionally advantageous for me. I've had people even lose weight because of this. Because we're all chemically different. Some people need more carbohydrates, some people need more protein or a combination therein. But let your own soul, your own chemistry guide you now. This also is a point in which any substance abuse that you might take into your body that is creating problems, because any substance abuse that is not normal is going to create problems. We know this. But ask that the Christ consciousness, the Holy Spirit, and your own will and judgment to come up to help you beat whatever you need to beat at this point. Weight, substance abuse, smoking, drinking, whatever it may be. See what you're doing as you're beginning to have the will and the judgment and be the controller of yourself. No one else, just you. Well, you and God. You know better than anyone else what you can do easily and simply with your own will and judgment by controlling these habits of eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, depression, drugs, whatever it may be. Say to yourself, I do not need them. Your body does not need them. Your soul does not need them. Anything that is not nutritionally or mentally or spiritually advantageous to you or is harmful to you in any way, is you can drop it, you can release it. Whatever the reason. And not transmit to anything else. In other words, not to get you over one thing and then have you transfer to something else. That's not a possibility anyway. We're moving through now every single cell of the mind. Any subconscious need that we have, or dependency, or fear, or phobia, or even to be more spiritual, can come up now. And anything that's negative can be released immediately. You can do this by unlocking your mind and demanding that it unlocks. Almost like a Pandora's box. Letting out all the negativity, letting in all the positive attributes, abilities. All the dark areas we keep honeycombed, release it right now. Moving now through the lower intestinal tract, even the reproductive system, cleansing and healing. All the systems of the body, named or unnamed, will immediately begin to function for you. From, like we said, the whole neurological system, the respiratory, the circulatory, the vascular, the lymphatic, the digestive, the reproductive, the endocrine gland, even the skin structure. Being more supple, even demanding that if you have any problem with your skin, that it clears up, or giving yourself the message of what is causing it. All the systems, like I said, in the body will begin to function better for you. More normally than they ever have before, and at a greater height of energy, because you are in control. You will notice that your energy increases every day. Your mood elevates. Even your step becomes lighter. You'll be able to sleep better at night and wake refreshed, because you've done a complete and total programming on the mind, body, and spirit. Now move through the whole mental part of you and the physical body, because we're comprised of really mind, body, and spirit. And the physical brain, the mind part that resides in the physical brain, were composed of intellect, emotion, left and right brain. Say these will begin to work together as one total functioning unit. Intellect and emotion, in other words, cemented together. Anytime we get into a bind, it is because our emotions are out of control. Our intellect is smothered by emotion. This does not mean that we are calling on an intellectual side of the brain to control the emotions. We don't want, let's say, ourselves to become robotic. You won't. It's just that you will always be very centered. It also means that you won't be out of control and fall apart. The intellectual side of your brain, say, it's executive ego or the executive I am, it will come forth in my mind and take control. It is the I am of me. That you will be able from this point on to deal with everything in a more balanced way. Still feel relaxed, quiet, peaceful, breathing, regular breathing. This will not disturb any lesson learned or any memory. In fact, the memory for you will even get better. See, when we wash away all the flotsam and jetsam of life, the memory can spike up. Be sharp, be clear. Because you don't have all those shields over it and all those laminations of behavior that life causes. So many times because we wear them for survival. Now when we drop those behavioral overlays, we can become our true self. This does not mean that we cannot see negativity or deal with it. But from this point on, you will not be able to absorb it. Say to yourself, as you're breathing quiet and relaxed, with all systems working better than they ever have before, I can see it, the negativity that is. I can understand it, but I won't absorb it. All my chakras, which are no more than the openings of the body that really respond to the endocrine gland system, the thyroid, the pineal, the pituitary gland, and so on, are the openings of my body. They are protected by the white light of the Holy Spirit. As far as that goes, I can send this light out to protect all the people that I love, because a power source in me has been reactivated. It's sort of like a battery that's been recharged. I have power now to protect those I love without draining off or feeling like a sponge that's gotten too full. The crown chakra, which is nothing more than what they used to call the Brahmajya or the pineal, the pituitary gland. It's nothing more than the top opening in the head through which the mental and the physical stabilization begins. Will now open to all spiritual infusion. Your psychic knowledge, which means nothing more than the power of discernment, will begin to open up, the power to see without fear, the power to control not other people's lives, but to keep yourself on track, living a good life, so that you can become an example. Begin to feel the blessings of God and the guardianship of your own mind, which is nothing more than our lifeline to God. Do not ever let this be closed off again. It was always meant to be a tube to the divine. Let it feed through like a continuous blood vessel without being stopped, like a tube that's been pinched off. Mentally see or try to imagine this marvelous, almost like umbilical cord to the divine Godhead, to divine love and intelligence, which is God. It will not only open up now and infuse you, but will help you relax and be more yourself than you've ever been. Just feel the warmth now in your relaxed state and love and protection. All the systems of the body are continuing to activate better than they've ever activated before. The energy is still moving. The releasing is still going on. There is no such thing as loneliness when we have this. There is no such thing as not having faith or belief when we have this. There is no such thing as despair when we have this. This umbilical cord, this lifeline. Our belief or faith becomes a sense of knowing. Our despair becomes unknown to us. Feel yourself now relaxing deeper and letting it all sink in. Mind, body, and spirit in tune, in harmony. No habit you want to get rid of will be too hard to get rid of. It will just be gone. It will just be done. You can even give yourself a certain amount of time, 4 days, 6 days, 9 days, to get over whatever you wish to get over. You can even use a number that means something to you, like 9 days. I like to use nines and threes and sixes because it's a trinity number. You're sitting there or lying there relaxed. Feel the gold light, the light of the Christ consciousness, invading white light of the Holy Spirit, the whole Trinity surrounding you. Use the four elements that God has ordained to get rid of any negativity. Let it all go. Even let all the pressure go that you have put on yourself. Even sometimes just living can be a pressure. Use the earth as a symbol to say, I'm like the earth. My foundation of myself is strong. You stand firm upon your own self, your own foundation, your own earth. Relax deeper now. Using the wind that God created to blow away all the knotted up cares of life. All the aggravations, all the rejections. Use water as John used for Christ to baptize yourself, to get rid of all the negativity, sometimes all the negative barbs of karma we carried in. Doesn't mean we can't understand, learn, but sometimes we keep sticking ourselves with the aftermath of things that should be long be dropped. Use a fire as sort of like a ring of the Pentecostal fire. Like what happened when the Holy Spirit visited the apostles, the ring of fire around you to protect you from all negativity and also to imbue you with great knowledge. Use the earth, the wind, the fire, the water elements. Use the symbols that are tangible to you and what you know. Any habits, anything you're trying to get over, anyone you're trying to get over, any guilt that you have, fears, phobias, release all of these right now. Breathe deeper now. 3, 2, 1, 0. See yourself going deeper and deeper into God's centeredness, totally protected, totally in control. At whatever age you are mentally now, begin to go back and use these words. If you're in your 60s, 50s, 40s, doesn't matter. If you're not 30 yet, wait till we catch up. But let's start with the age of 30, because that's what we all are on the other side. Why are we all 30 on the other side? I don't know. It's just that we are. Use 10 years younger than you are now. Let's all start with 30, and let's go back to the age of 20. Age of 20. Pick out a time, a date, a period. You don't have to imagine it in great detail, but just to know that you were 20 in this life. And say, any negativity that I might have absorbed from the age of 20 all the way up to the age that I am now, I want it to be released. Whether I absorbed it, whether I put it upon myself, I took it upon myself, doesn't matter. Let it be released all the way up to the age that I am now and continuing throughout my long, happy, healthy, fruitful, spiritual life. So you see what you're doing? You're putting a control to yourself at both ends of the spectrum. Go down now to the age of 10 and again say, we're sweeping back and forth now, almost like a spiritual baptism, a spiritual release. At the age of 10, any negativity that I may have absorbed, known or unknown to me, let the darkness be emitted all through my long, happy, healthy, fruitful, spiritual life. And continuing throughout this life. And then down to the very point that your soul entered into this life. And any negativity that you might have brought with you, be released. Doesn't mean you can't learn. We can learn without all the slings and arrows, as we say, of outrageous fortune. And releasing all the way up to the very time of your conception. All the negativity. Throughout your long, happy, healthy, fruitful, spiritual life. Sealing yourself to yourself at both ends of the spectrum. Keeping yourself a self-contained, purified entity. This way, you're not going to let any negativity in. Any accepted performances or guilts, aggravations, disappointments, rejections, hurts, anything that's been programmed, absorbed, you're going to release it. I want to release it now into the power of the Holy Spirit without any exceptions and not ever disturbing any lessons or memory. In fact, sharpening all my faculties. In fact, you will find that this will even increase the mind and keep the constant flow through the mind of energy, memory, productivity, creativity, performance. And you can even do pain control because you are the one that is in control. Say again to yourself, any negativity that I may have absorbed from the very point of my conception all the way up to the age that I am now and continuing throughout my long, happy life, will be released. I do not want to accept illness, pressure, negativity, or poor self-esteem. Again, not to rule out any valid pain, which is a warning signal. Let it be released and feel yourself getting lighter, more buoyant, freer. It's sort of like a boat can't make it through the water if it has barnacles on it. A plane can't fly with too much ice on its wings. We've scraped all of these off so that you can soar. You can fly. You can feel yourself. That you're in a state of buoyancy, feeling no pressure, no despair, and knowing that you're here for lessons to learn. Of course, it's not going to be always fun. It's not supposed to be. But being able to go through the fires of this life with insulation, with asbestos on. Letting go of all the negativity. Bringing up all the systems of the body to feel better. Anything now that you want to insert, whether it's habit control of any nature. Pills, drugs, eating too much, smoking, drinking. Anything that might be of a problem or just getting rid of despair, anxiety, depression, insert it now. Ask that the Holy Spirit, the Christ consciousness, the God center, comes in, illuminates all the dark parts of the body. You're so relaxed. You feel so good, so rejuvenated. And where we relaxed ourselves before, you're now going to feel a stimulation coming right up through the very bottoms of your feet. This is almost like, people have even explained to me like, and I've even felt it, a little almost like an electrical stimulation comes up. Not unpleasant, like a tingling. Like you're getting rejuvenated. All the way up through the toes, the instep, the top of the foot, the ankles, the calves, the knees, the thighs. Stimulating where we relaxed before. And as we go healing, moving through the whole pelvic girdle, the buttocks area, up through the whole spinal column again, the whole trunk of the body and all of the organs therein, up through the lower part, abdomen, the chest area, up through the neck, front and back part of the neck, down through the shoulders, the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingertips, around the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the forehead, and behind the eyes, and the last vestiges of any negativity, let it be released. Feeling that you are complete, that you are one singular, unique unit, a spark from the divine. If you want to extend this, when you go back to the age of when you were conceived, you always can go through the tunnel backwards and say, I'd like to get a glimpse of any life that I might have lived before. Putting yourself through a tunnel, bathe yourself in purple light. I don't know why the purple light, but it seems to stimulate memory. And even ask to get, let's say, any negative or positive that you might have experienced in a past life. It's always good to lay out sort of like a map and find the first place it seems reasonable to you. One place will spring up. Then take yourself back. You'd be surprised that also using this technique and going back in time, demanding that your mind go back, that you'll get little snippets of things that you need to release. It might not always be pleasant, but remember, you're in the now, right now. Nothing can harm you. By viewing it, you still can release it. So the last vestiges of any negativity, begin to bring yourself up, all the way up, feeling absolutely marvelous, better than you've ever felt before in your whole life. And this is not like some type of time-release capsule that wears out. It keeps going. It keeps rejuvenating itself. It's not some kind of a fake pill, because you, yourself, in control of yourself, have done it. You've gotten rid of all the albatrosses and the lead weights and the behavioral overlays. Bring yourself all the way out on the count of three. One, two, three.